In today's episode, we are discussing on-base within government organizations. We have two experts in the field, Chris Johnson from Keymark and Kevin Albrecht from Highland. They've brought a ton of really great information to share, so let's jump on in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. We have an exciting episode today. We are going to be diving into all things government and utilizing on-base and intelligent automation solutions within the government space. We have not one, but two guests today. So I'm going to pitch it over to them and let them introduce themselves to you.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Chris Johnson with Keymark. I've been here for about 13 years. Focused on the public sector and specifically state and local government, higher education, and public utilities. So I have a fun fact about myself. I have two teenagers at the house, and one just started high school. So if you could all pray for me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm Kevin Albrecht. I'm a government industry consultant with Highland Software. My job is to work with our partners and helping them understand, you know, all the different things that Highland and OnBase can do and how they fit into the tens of thousands of different lines of business and pain points that government agencies face. The fun fact I always give is I have never eaten a bowl of cereal.
Like never eaten a bowl of cereal?
Never. I can sit next to someone politely while they do it, but it's not my favorite thing.
So what is your go-to breakfast meal?
Usually yogurt and fruit and yogurt. That's kind of what I do each day.
So when you were 8 years old, what did you read at the breakfast table?
Toast.
You're supposed to read the back of the cereal box, right?
I know it. I probably read the sports page. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and kind of jump right in. I've got some questions for you guys, but I'd love to just, you know, let you guys talk. You're the experts and we're here to listen.
Sure.
So what are some common, you know, challenges or pain points that you guys have seen across the government space?
So here and with my customers, particularly here in the Southeast, and we do business with customers all over the country, but I'm closest here in the Southeast. And a few things that I've noticed over the last few years is an aging software infrastructure. Particularly within state agencies, access databases, old mainframe applications, mm-hmm. and a lack of flexibility around those, lack of security around those, and I think that's one of the things that leads into the second thing that I was thinking about is just data and application security in general. You know, that's mm-hmm. a concern from phishing, scams, yeah. so on and so forth, and everybody's on high alert from that. Particularly here in South Carolina, it's been in the news a great deal. There is a need for caseworkers, mm-hmm. and what they think is a need for caseworkers, I think, at some of our human services agencies here. And and with a 2.5% unemployment, it's difficult to hire caseworkers yeah. and bring on additional bodies to do the work that's demanded of the agencies.
I'd
echo on that. You know, when you talk about the aging infrastructure, and that can also be the aging workforce that happens a lot in government agencies. And along with that can be a bit of a worry about bringing in new technologies. So a big role that, you know, we always take is making sure that we're not going to completely change someone's life. That, you know, they can even continue to work in the system that they do day to day, whether it's a case management system that was built 10 years ago and it works fine and they're not going to change it, or if they spend their day managing everything in Outlook, that they can still kind of do that and do their job, and that we're not going to completely change everything so that they're uncomfortable.
Can you guys just kind of give me a high level understanding of OnBase? So what is OnBase? I'll kind of pitch it to Kevin.
So this is like when my I try to explain to my kids or my family what, and they're like, so it's like computers? I'm like, no, that's not what it is. So at the high level, you know, people will say things like, you know, it's content services, it's enterprise content management. Mm-hmm. I kind of start off and, you know, let's start first with document management and then expand from there, right? First thing, it's getting that paper and managing things unsecurely, like Chris said, and inefficiently, and bring that into an electronic system that allows you to have easily configurable workflows. And when I talk about workflow or in the case management in this term, it can be everything from things that are very linear of that now we have some information or an application for something that's come in. I need to take a look at it, make a decision, route it to Chris. He takes action and approves it, and then we're done. And then also, but being able to leverage things that are much more complicated, where multiple people are working on information at the same time, and based on the actions that they take that parallel while this all happens in, you know, real time, the actions that other people need to take can change, right? So it's kind of having that flexibility of not only bringing in information and digitizing it, right, as part of this digital transformation people talk about all the time, but really giving government workers the ability to do things much more securely, much faster, mm-hmm. And really increasing that constituent experience.
Yeah, and to your point, I think that's a great explanation of what OnBase is. You know, I'm asked that all the time when I'm out in the field at a conference, whatever. Hey, what is OnBase? What what does it do? I'm like, it really depends.
Right.
What do you do?
Versatile.
How do I explain it to you in a way that makes sense? What type of agency are you in? Mm-hmm. What department within that agency? Mm-hmm. OnBase can mean something different to different people in different agencies, department to department, right?
Right.
And I also find that with our customers, they, you know, there's that age old kind of, we view Keymark and we view OnBase as the thing that you did for us the first time. Mm-hmm. So you bought OnBase from us in, you know, 12 years ago,
right,
to scan some stuff, store it, retrieve it, maybe integrate it with an application. And you think of that, we're that imaging company, right?
Yeah.
And well, actually, we're much larger than that. Mm-hmm. OnBase is much more broad than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a difficult thing sometimes, is to convey that message that it is a business process management application, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we always encourage, you know, the customers that they know their pain points better than really anybody, right? They're the ones living it day to day. And it's really that flexibility for them to be able to identify maybe what they're wasting the most time on. You know, we have a customer that they had somebody who was spending, they had two people almost full time chasing around uniform and equipment requests and from internal city employees. They were doing it through email, they were doing it through spreadsheets, and there was just all this back and forth. And they identified, you know what, this is something that we can go solve by creating, you know, our own little OnBase workflow. And case, you know, intake and routing process. And now they just do it a couple minutes a day because it's all become automated. But that's not something that someone immediately say, you know, we should go out into the market and find an equipment and uniform request processing software.
Absolutely. So to your point, our best customers that are most successful with OnBase are ones that take ownership in it.
Yeah.
And OnBase allows our customers to take ownership in it. It's very user-friendly to configure and so forth. So on the flip side of that, most of the customers who view OnBase as the thing that they bought it for haven't taken ownership in it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the product as much as they could, and they lean on us to support it and do any work on it. But when they get folks trained – and on multiple different levels within OnBase, they view OnBase as a platform to automate processes.
Yeah.
And so they look to OnBase when they encounter a challenge because they don't want to go out and buy something to address that or continue to do it in a manual way. They look to OnBase to say, hey, that's actually a pretty straightforward thing. I can build a workflow in OnBase to manage that or stand up a case management solution to handle that, however that.
Nice. Okay, so that kind of flows into my next question, which was, do you guys find a lot of agencies across the board are similar or they're different in terms of process? And if they are different, kind of speaking towards that versatility of OnBase.
Well, Kevin, I can start with that.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think it really is interesting to me after you work in government for a long time or public sector, however you want to define that, it's not really a vertical. Right, it's not a vertical of knowledge like insurance would be, or you know, financial services would be.
Mm-hmm.
It is like just here in the state of South Carolina, there are 72 distinct agencies, I believe, 74, and they all do different things. They have different missions. They have different business processes.
Mm-hmm.
They have different requirements of a solution that they may partner with Keymark to develop or configure. But when you really back up, it's business processes are inputs, processing, gathering information, mm-hmm. making a decision, and then an output, whether that be providing a service, providing a benefit, an approval, approval of an application or whatever. So I think on some level, they're similar in that regard, mm-hmm. but they're very different, particularly at the state agency level.
No, I think that's exactly right. And that can be in a big role that, Chris, will do as kind of government industry people and helping advise the customers is breaking down, if you have one agency that is using OnBase to manage their, state fleet of cars, right, where someone is submitting to them an application, say reporting an accident or something that happened with a state vehicle. That's really no different than someone submitting an application with the Secretary of State's office to create a new business, right? They're sending in a form, mm-hmm. has to be captured, supporting documentation that has to be routed to somebody to make a decision. Maybe there's some interaction between the applicant and the government official, maybe some correspondence, and then it's, closed. The case is done, and then, with retention policies and how long are we going to keep those forms. But all of those things are basically the same. And it can be a challenge sometimes for government agencies to say, I'm completely unique. No one does anything like this. And say, we actually have customers that have done something similar. We can show you exactly how to do that.
So you guys have already kind of answered my next question, which was, how can OnBase fit in the government space?
Right.
But I'd love to just hear some elaboration on maybe some specific examples.
Sure. Yeah, so a unique solution that we've been working on for one of our customers over the last couple of years. And I say that because we keep modifying it mm-hmm. each year and make it better and better and better. But it initially was successful on implementation was we're gathering. I mean, you wouldn't think of this as OnBase. You would think, typically scan, store, retrieve.
Right.
We're actually collecting data, budget data from around the state that they submit to bring together and approve mm-hmm. and go to committee mm-hmm. and massage and say no and all that kind
yep.
of stuff, right? So back and forth between the agency and the budget agency. And so anyway, it used to be something where the agency was emailing out Excel spreadsheets to each agency to fill out, submit, go back and forth on. Now they're mm-hmm. using OnBase to collect that data and content mm-hmm. that are associated with each budget request mm-hmm. to go forward and be massaged and approved and so forth, and then compiled into a report that goes to the legislature and to the governor's office for approval, veto, back and forth.
Right.
So we'll be managing all of that that business process, which I think is pretty unique.
So when you say they are sending budget information to this agency, how many different departments or offices are sending that data?
So eventually it'll be over 100. Because there are 74 state agencies, then some commissions and higher mm-hmm. education, that kind of stuff. So, they actually submit that data, but it has to be routed within each agency to 3 to 4 folks for approval and mm-hmm. submission, and so we manage the back and forth within the agency mm-hmm. and also with the submittal of the budget request as well.
Yeah,
and I'll just adding on to that. Lots of times, OnBase. Fitting into the government space, I'll say that there's really only three things government agencies do, and the types of cases, right? There's people-centric ones where people are submitting things, either internal people or external, submitting things in and kind of applying for something. And that a budget is just like that, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these other agencies submitting something, the decision has to be made. They also leverage it for keeping track of things, who either their buildings, like the cars in their fleet. And then they also do inspections and investigations of people and things. So either a routine inspection that has to happen, we do this all the time of inspecting a building or a boiler or something like that, or an investigation to when something goes wrong, right, that they have a problem. All of those things have a ton of forms, a ton of information, a ton of collaboration, and OnBase platform allows you just to do that, to meet whatever that process is.
So I kind of want to shift gears, but still – we're still talking about OnBase, but I do want to shift gears and talk specifically about a Department of Admin. How can that and be an advantage to an entire state and all of the agencies within.
So you mean leveraging a shared service at a department for other agencies to to latch onto and to leverage?
Yes, thank you.
That's right.
I kind of got a little goofed up in my question.
No, you're good. You're good. That's what we're here for. Remember, you called us the experts, right?
That's true. I'm kidding. That is true.
So now we have several different customers that are leveraging OnBase in that manner. Mm-hmm. One here in the Southeast that originally purchased OnBase to be the document platform behind an ERP rollout across the state. Mm-hmm. And that instance has become just an incredibly beneficial tool for the entire state. Mm-hmm. So Highland was kind enough to allow them to open that up to other agencies to leverage that one instance of OnBase and do creative things with it, automate business processes, capture mm-hmm. documents, whatever that happens to be. But it's been an incredibly valuable tool for the state, and they've really leveraged OnBase and taken it as a mission-critical application, particularly mm-hmm. for that agency. So it allows each one of those agencies to leverage OnBase in a much more cost-effective way, mm-hmm. number one. And that also allows them not to have to have specific OnBase experience, configuration experience, mm-hmm. Because they have that at admin to mm-hmm. support and maintain the product and continue to grow it as over the years.
Can you speak to maybe some ease of access if you do have that one instance of OnBase, what other departments could, you know, easily access documents or data because it's a centralized solution?
Sure. So it's the Department of Admin that actually houses that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's been unique for the Department of Admin is that they've automated a great deal of their business processes with OnBase and providing services to other agencies, right? Mm-hmm. So there are thousands of users of OnBase. Mm-hmm. Admin actually provides services to the other 74 agencies, right? So now they provide those services with OnBase in many ways. So it's been a unique thing, and it's made the interaction between the agencies and the Department of Admin much more efficient.
Yeah, you know, and part of that with, we'll run into like IT sprawl, right? They run into that all the time, and state government CIOs hate that, where each agency is buying their own kind of repetitive individual piece of software that has to now be maintained and updated and doing all that. So leveraging a shared service like Chris was talking about becomes very compelling, not only from a cost manner, mm-hmm. But also just the security of it all. But also then adding controls based on roles and permissions. So just because you're going into OnBase and you have access to, you know, look at documents, doesn't mean that you have access to everything that's in there. Right, that based on what you do and who you're with, that's the information that's provided to you and the things that you are allowed to do within the system.
I would just love to hear some specific examples of the impact that OnBase has had on those paper processes. I know we've been kind of talking very high level about all of this, but I would just love to hear maybe take one or two specific examples and just say, like, this is what they were doing, and now this is how they're utilizing OnBase and how much it's improved that process.
Okay. Kevin, you will start?
Well, you know, I'd say one of the things that I like for agencies like Department of Admin, you know, to do are handling all the HR processes, you know, mm-hmm. all the things that they deal with while managing across the state. There is a laundry list of them, some of which we even, you know, at Highland deal with, right? Making sure that people are meeting their compliance, that they're streamlining their onboarding of, you know, becoming an employee, that they've taken all the certifications that they need to do. All of those in the past would be done, you know, through email, through actual, you know, file folders that would have a piece of paper stapled to the inside that people would be checking the box to make sure that they've done something. But not allowing people to collaborate on all that. So, you know, it's those sorts of processes, even dealing with government personnel, can be a great starting point for a place like a Department of Administration.
Yeah, and this is kind of outside the Department of Admin, but there's an agency that actually is responsible for managing all the financial institutions across the state. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they must audit them, and they pick certain files and so forth. And what we've been able to do with OnBase and actually ShareBase, their electronic file sync and share application that's linked with OnBase, is allow instead of these agencies or these lending organizations emailing these huge files, mm-hmm. or you know, whatever they're doing, they're actually they're uploading them to ShareBase. OnBase is aware of that folder. It ingests it directly into OnBase and notifies someone that it's arrived so they can begin their audit and review of that. So it's, you know, you don't necessarily think of, you don't necessarily have to think of OnBase and Keymark as these statewide applications. There's mm-hmm. simple little things like that you can do mm-hmm. very cost effectively that make a huge impact on right. an agency's day-to-day life.
Yeah, great. Well, this has been super insightful, and I greatly appreciate your guys' time. But I'd love to just hear if you have any final thoughts, anything that you just would love to, you know, make sure that our listeners are aware of.
I'll go first and say, you know, there's one thing that we love nothing more is when we don't have a complete idea of everywhere OnBase is being used in a government agency. That they have gone on and taken ownership of it and looked at us as a trusted advisor that can help them. You know, answer any questions, but that they go and own the software and the capabilities themselves so that they can meet whatever their pain points that they are, right? That they're able to go and kind of obtain a complete view of everything or every process and integrate with all these different backend systems that they have. And not relying on someone with, you know, all kinds of coding expertise and all that, that they're really able to go and own that themselves and meet their own needs.
Yeah, it's that, I completely agree with that. You kind of stole my thunder there, Kevin. No, that's cool. No, I would totally agree, and I think I'll circle back to the idea that OnBase is an application that an agency or any organization can take full ownership in. And certainly Keymark would be there to guide them and provide assistance, but it is an application. That's why we partnered with OnBase 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of our 20-year relationship, is that we were much like our customers and potential customers out in the market looking for an application that we could take ownership in. We were partners with another, and we didn't feel like that was a sustainable relationship. And we evaluated Highland and OnBase so many years ago, and we were able to take ownership of it, and which will allow to transfer that that capability to our customers. And the ones that are the happiest take ownership in it, and they run with it, and they do great things. And I was laughing the other day. I was out on one of my our customers' websites, and I was sitting with a coworker, and I was like, God, I think that's a Unity form. We didn't do that. I didn't even know anything about that. What are they doing? So, yeah, to your point, I love when they take it and run with it, and sometimes we don't even know.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. Chris, thank you also for joining us. This has been a great podcast, and we're excited about it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks so much,
thank
Alex.
You.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The Orange Tier Podcast is brought to you by Keymark. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a rating, like, and subscribe to our podcast channels wherever you guys are listening to podcasts. And you can even follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by Greg Aiken, Leigh Tootin, and me, your host, Alex Frazier. Until next time, bye guys.